You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say today? We say WTW, don't we? We do indeed. Welcome to Wednesday. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Absolutely wonderful to be with you on this Wednesday morning. Any morning, really. Let's take a look at just a few things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. If we go back to the year 1878, Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera. If you like light opera, you'd know this one. HMS Pinafore opens at the Opera Communique in London. In 1895, Oscar Wilde, the Irish playwright, poet and novelist, was convicted of a morals charge and sentenced to prison in London. And in 1934, death of Gustav Holst, a British composer best known for the orchestral suite. It's a famous piece. It's The Planets.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
They won't know where to begin. Shoot 'em the line, they'll lock you up in the pen.
Well, there we go. That's something to wake you up first thing in the morning. That is Switches and the Drama Queen. Plenty of those around. Right, time on the breakfast show. 6 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show, 89.3 Call of M. Busy little morning this morning. Yes, we've got guests coming in the 8 o'clock hour and the 9 o'clock hour this morning. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Bit of a clue, if you've had to apply for a US visa recently. And the other one is rugby. If you like rugby, we've got a treat in store for you coming up this weekend. That's what we're going to be talking about during the course of the morning. We'll also be checking with Ingrid and with Yasmin and, well, what else can I say? Plenty of great music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. This is how we do it. Yeah, now you know. See, absolutely no secrets here. That's how we do it. Montel Jordan, and that's how we do it. Exactly 10 minutes right now after the hour, 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And I'm just looking for a nice piece of music that'll take us right to your shower time. And I found one. It's this one from Katie Lang. Summer Fling. Talk is summer. Not here yet, is it? Miserable morning.
Early morning, mid-July. Anticipation's making me high. The smell of Sunday in our hair. We ran on the beach with Kennedy Flair. Sweet.
fun thing, my summer fling.
Katie Lang having a bit of a summer fling. We're about 13 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock, and I was mistaken. Deep breath, you say, no. Yes, indeed. Looking out of the studio window, the blind was down, so I put the blind up. It's not such a miserable morning this morning, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm looking out, I can see quite a lot of clear sky, except the sun hasn't got up yet in order to shine its light upon us, but that won't be long. But by the way, you're seeing the news today. We just finished, haven't we? Tropical wave, was it, number one, affecting our weather. And there's a note from Cinepoc today. By the way, today and tomorrow we can welcome tropical wave number two is arriving. So they reckon we could get something like 80 millimetres of rain or something. I don't know what's happening. I mean, summer and then November. That's what we get. Anyway, it is that time of the morning. Time to get you ready to wherever it is you're going to be going. Get you in the shower on your way to work. And let me see, what have I got for you this morning? I got a track called If You Had My Love. Remember this one? Get the water right. There we go. You have my love. There we go. Good scrub.
And I refuse to let
tell you what, there we go. Bit of a treat for you this morning. In the chat, oh, there we go. How to get on your way to wherever it is you're going this morning. A little bit of a treat for you, two for the price of one this morning, because that actually I got off of an album, Latino Aerobic Volume 2. It's a 94 beat per minute version if you have my love. And that's by Anita Aragones. A little bit different, a little bit slower. There you are, you see, you've had your shower. A little bit of aerobic exercise in the shower this morning. Life doesn't get better than that. We get good value on this program, you know. Absolutely. 19 after 6. That one. It's the Strombellas coming out of Toronto in Ontario. Now, the music's been described as alternative country indie rock, and wait for this one, farm emo. Where do they come up with this? And gothic folk as well. I do like that. That's called Running Scared Desert Song.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You got it. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Hey, come on, baby. I'm the firefighter.
Tell you what, going back in time, there's a golden oldie. That is Crispian St. Peter's and the Pied Piper. And before that, Mr. George Benson and Never Give Up on a Good Thing. No, don't. Stick around. I'll be here till 10 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's great to have you with us this morning. 29 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And if you have just joined us, good morning to you. We're going to help to try and start your morning off. Get you in a good mood. Working for me. Let's take a look at some of what's in the local news that we will be looking at a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Ministry of Health, of course, reported in the last 24 hours 3,876 new cases of COVID-19, 3 deaths and 38 patients in the intensive care units. In its epidemiological report of Tuesday, they detailed that 15,973 tests were applied in the last 24 hours, and the 3,876 cases detected, that reflects a positivity of 24.3%. Nearly a quarter of everybody tested has been infected. With regards to the deaths, it is specified the lethality rate is still remaining at 1%. Since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020, 8,232 deaths from the disease have accumulated. The ministry reported that there are 27,455 active cases nationwide, of which 27,197 are in home isolation, 258 are hospitalized. Of those in isolation, they're divided into 27,035 at home, 62 in those so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized, we have 220 patients in the wards and 38 in the ICU. Come on, boys and girls, we really have to get those numbers down. I'm going on holiday in July. I don't want any problems leaving the country. In the Erma de Lourdes Tatsanatos Hospital on the 24th of December and the San Miguel Archangel in San Miguelito, isolation areas will be adapted and enabled. Now, this is due to the epidemiological alert recently issued by the World Health Organization for monkeypox. Yelkis Gil, Director of Service Provision of the Ministry of Health, reported that these two specialized second-level hospitals would become a close route to the Tocumen International Airport, given the suspicion of a case of monkeypox in Panama. They do want to stipulate that, to date, Panama has not registered a suspected case of the monkeypox virus. The PRD deputy, Petita Ayarza, defended on Tuesday Bill 241, which, in addition to the creation of new townships in the Guna region of Marungandi, establishes that Lake Bayana will remain within the area. Ayarza, who presented the bill in 2020, said that what is sought is to safeguard and conserve Lake Bayana. It is to say that many invaders who want to take advantage of it cannot. It is what we are looking for, the total protection of Lake Bayana, she indicated. The revelations made in the trial of Ricardo Alberto and Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares last Friday in a federal court in New York would give new impetus to the case that is being followed in Panama for the bribes paid by Odebrecht. As several jurists consulted agreed on this, although they differ on the route that should be followed. Some allege that it is appropriate to present them as an extraordinary evidence in the trial that will be held from next to July the 18th, while others are inclined towards a new case. The two brothers, by the way, did not seek to belong, they say, to a criminal company, or nor did they think about it. Their father asked it of them, Rica Martinelli's lawyer said last Friday. Maria Carmen Aponte, designated ambassador of the United States in Panama, assured that if she is ratified in office, she will prioritize the fight against corruption as part of her diplomatic agenda. Aponte attended a hearing before the Subcommittee on Western Hemisphere Affairs of the United States Senate last Wednesday, the 18th of May, to present her plans and answer questions about her appointment. This is part of the ratification process for positions in the Foreign Service of the United States. The representative of Caledonia and the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Ramon Ashby, was elected on Tuesday as president of the Municipal Council of Panama. The official councillor will oversee the council in the period from the 1st of July until the 31st of December of this year. It was reported that Ashby received the support of the 24 councillors who cast their vote on Tuesday's session in the capital's municipal council. The authorities of Panama and Colombia dismantled a criminal group allegedly linked to dissidents of the dissolved Colombian guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. This is the FARC, dedicated to drug trafficking after the arrest of 20 people. In a binational police operation called Pollux, the National Air and Naval Service of Panama, SENAN, arrested 8 people, while the Colombian Navy and the police of that country arrested 12. And the note indicates that the arrest occurred in the provinces of Panama, West Panama, and Veraguas. However, it does not give details of the place of arrests in Colombia. And lastly, a warning of prevention and monitoring. This is what I was talking about a little bit earlier, if you were with us. Prevention and monitoring is in force before the entry of, wait for it, tropical wave number 2 of the season. This is over the national territory. This was reported by the National Civil Protection System, SINAPROC, in a statement. Now, the Directorate of Hydrometeorology of the Electricity Transmission Company, SA, anticipates that this wave will enter the country today and tomorrow, and this will generate rains between 35 to 80 millimetres. It was warned. The notice is valid until the 27th. So there we go. That's it. I told you. Just get rid of one. If somebody else is waving at us, you can't get away from it, can you?
Walking through an empty house.
Keep an eye on the time. We are 18 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. How about Carbleonda on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play this.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When the head of state didn't play guitar, not everybody drove a car. When music really mattered and when radio was king. When accountants didn't have control and the media couldn't buy your soul. When computers were still scary and we didn't know everything. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When pop stars still remained a myth and ignorance could still be bliss. When God saved the queen, she turned a whiter shade of pale. My mom and dad were in their teens and anarchy was still a dream. And the only way to stay in touch was a letter and the mail. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 79, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. When record shops were still on top and vinyl was all that they stopped, and the super info highway was still drifting out in space. Kids were wearing hand-me-downs and playing games men kick around, and footballers still had long hair and dirt across their face. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late into a world that doesn't care.
Send it on.
Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.
And that's what it's called. If I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers In My Hair. Always a great favourite, but I always have to sort of put in this little sort of thingy at the end there that it wasn't. Punk rockers didn't have the flowers in their hair, unless I'm mistaken. It was us lot, a little bit earlier than that. The hippies. You know, flowers in your hair in San Francisco, all that kind of thing. I remember sitting around the jukebox in the RAF. In the RAF at Nappy, that's where we used to go, and had a bar in there. Sitting there with roses behind our ears that we cut off from the bushes just outside the ladies' block. Yeah, it didn't go down very well. Military people sitting around with flowers in their hair. Niall Horan on The Breakfast Show. This is called Still.
My mind is complicated. Find it hard to rearrange it. But I'll have to find a way somehow. Overreacting lately. Find it hard to say I'm sorry. But I'll make it up to you somehow. And I just don't know why. Stars won't shine at night. Tell me you want it. A thousand miles away from the day that we started. But I'm standing here with you, just trying to be honest. If honesty means telling you the truth, but I'm still in love with you. Did I miscalculate this? Let's just go back to basics. Forget about what's coming on. Cause I hate to see us like this. Breaking up on nights just like this. We should be shooting for them stars and goals. So tell me you want it. A thousand miles away from the day we started. But I'm standing here with you, just trying to be honest. Guess we lost our focus, and it's killing me that we could go to a like this. But I'm standing here with you, just trying to be honest. If honesty means telling you the truth, I'm still in love with you.
Niall Horan, as I say, that's called Still, as he goes whistling away into the distance. Time, if you keep your eye on the time, 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. WTW, if you just joined us, welcome to Wednesday. What we got for you, top of the hour, 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the international headlines for this morning. 7.30, some of the business headlines. In between the two, we'll take a look and see what's happening with wave number 2 with the weather for you today. And we'll also be checking in, of course, with our intrepid outdoor reporter, if we can. We've got visitors coming in, so we're going to be a little bit tight on time. But if we can, we'll get in touch with Ingrid. And also we'll have a chat with Yasmin, too. And by the way, I say we're busy. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Shelley Dittmar. She's the United States General Counsel, Consul General. And we're going to be talking about two main topics. Updates on the consular service to American citizens living in Panama. And, wait for it, updates on the visa services for Panamanian and third country nationals looking to travel to the United States. Because you all know I got my appointment, didn't I? Yes. September next year. Alan Beitel is coming in the last hour together with Federico Castro. We're going to be talking about rugby. They've got a rugby match. It's this coming weekend. They're going to be talking to us about that. That's on Saturday, the rugby, so they're going to be chatting. If you don't know what rugby is, if you know what American football is, well, if you take off all the armour, okay, and you don't write all the numbers down the side of the pitch, that's rugby, really. Right, and I tell you what, let me say a very good morning to our friend, the regular listener over there in the United Kingdom. That's Paul Dixon. Good morning to you, Paul. And he sent me a couple of pieces because we were talking yesterday. We were chatting on WhatsApp yesterday, and he was waiting to become a grandpa. It's going to be done by cesarean. Well, good news for today. He says he did say, though, the baby didn't want to come out, so it was a long operation. But then he sent me another message, says, it's a boy, 8.5 pounds. I'm not sure, is that big, 8.5 pounds? Baby looks big. And so you asked if we could give you a shout out this morning. So to you and baby's mum, I think that's absolutely brilliant. So he asked if we could play something for you this morning, Paul. So we're going to play this for you. What is it? Oh, it's, I don't know why I can't hear it. Oh, it's not working anyway. I tell you what, we're going to play. We're not going to play it. There's no sound. I'll have to find out what happened with that, Paul. I'll see if I can find it later. So in the meantime, we're going to have a celebration. It's alright. And there we go. That goes out to Paul and family over there in the United Kingdom. Congratulations, Paul. And, you know, hope that everything goes well. No visitors today or tomorrow, apparently. So anyway, we wish you all the very best. Time on the Breakfast Show, 4 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Was it love or nicotine that made us mellow on the 31st? It was honey paradise, just a pretty little lie, and it hit me when I saw you. Hand in hand, cold harbor line, never take it easy on the PDA.
Joy Crooks and When You Were Mine. Breakfast show time. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
And you are listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. We are on 89.3, Cool FM. 7 o'clock, we're just 30 seconds after 7 o'clock, half a minute. Let's look at some of the international news for this Wednesday morning. A gunman murdered 19 children. This must be everybody's nightmare. 19 children and two teachers in the deadliest U.S. school shooting for nearly a decade, prompting President Joe Biden to urge Americans to confront the country's gun lobby and pressure Congress to tighten gun laws. Authorities said that Salvador Ramos, 18 years of age, on Tuesday shot his grandmother, who survived, before fleeing and crashing his car near Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, and killing at least 21 people before being killed, apparently shot by police. Officers saw the gunman clad in body armor emerge from the crash vehicle carrying a rifle. They said he acted alone. The motive, unclear. Russian forces launched offensives on towns in eastern Ukraine on Wednesday with constant mortar bombardment, destroying several houses and killing civilians, Ukraine officials have said, as Russia focuses its attack on the industrial Donbass region. After failing to seize Kiev or Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, Russia is trying to take the rest of the separatist-claimed Donbass, two provinces, Donetsk and Luhansk, and trap Ukrainian forces in a pocket on the main eastern front. And Russia is ready to provide a humanitarian corridor for vessels carrying food to leave Ukraine in return for the lifting of some sanctions. The Interfax news agency cited Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Rudenko as saying on Wednesday. Ukraine's Black Sea ports have been blocked since Russia sent thousands of troops into Ukraine on February the 24th, and more than 20 million tons of grain are stuck in silos in the country. Russia and Ukraine account for nearly a third of global wheat supplies, and the lack of significant grain exports from Ukraine ports is contributing to a growing global food crisis. North Korea fired three missiles on Wednesday, including one thought to be its largest intercontinental ballistic missile. This is after U.S. President Joe Biden ended an Asia trip where he agreed to new measures to deter the nuclear-armed state. South Korea's Deputy National Security Advisor Kim Tae-hyuk said that the North also appeared to have conducted multiple experiments with a detonation device in preparation for its seventh nuclear test, but that the test was unlikely to occur in the coming days. China will seek a region-wide deal with almost a dozen Pacific Island countries covering policing, security, and data communication cooperation when Foreign Minister Wang Yi hosts a meeting in Fiji next week. Documents seen by Reuters are showing. A draft communique and a five-year action plan sent by China to 10 Pacific Islands ahead of a meeting of foreign ministers on May the 30th has prompted opposition from at least one of the invited nations, which says it showed China's intent to control the region and threatens regional security and stability. In a letter to 21 Pacific leaders seen by Reuters, the president of the Federated States of Micronesia, David Panulwe, said that his country would argue the predetermined joint communique should be rejected because he feared it could spark a new Cold War between China and the West. And China's COVID-hit capital, Beijing, further tightened its dragnet on the virus with zero community transmission. The target, punishing workplaces that flout rules or circumvent curbs and imploring residents to police their own movements. Since late April, the city of 22 million has wrestled with dozens of new cases a day, while these have been mostly in quarantine areas. A handful have been found in the community at large, illustrating the high transmissibility of the Omicron variant and the challenges that it poses to the world's most stringent of pandemic containment policies. Russia and Chinese bombers, they flew joint patrols near Japanese and South Korea air defense zones on Tuesday in a pointed farewell to United States President Joe Biden as he concluded a trip to Asia that rankled Beijing. The patrols came hours after Biden angered China by saying that he would be willing to respond militarily to defend Taiwan if it came under Chinese attack. And as he discussed responses to Russia's invasion of Ukraine with leaders of the Quad, which groups the United States with Australia, India and Japan. Sri Lanka's new Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said on Tuesday that he will present an interim budget within 6 weeks, slashing infrastructure projects to reroute funds into a two-year relief program for the crisis-hit island nation. Wickremesinghe, who took office 2 weeks ago, warned that inflation would rise as the government gets down to tackling the crisis and that there could be more protests on the streets. That's it. That's some of the international news on this Wednesday morning, brought to you here on The Breakfast Show. Time right now, we're just after 6 minutes, and that is after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Well, I wake up in the night now. Don't you know I think of you? It's the fire in your eyes that keeps on cutting through. There's no way. Walk the straight line. I knew what I was doing all the time. There was nothing left to move me. I always held my ground. But you got me.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
All night, every day, and I just can't stop. that way.
I don't wanna kick your habit, cause you never quit.
That way.
I don't wanna kick your habit.
That's the latest single from Def Leppard. New album coming out. It's just simply called Kick. And I tell you what, looking at the world of entertainment on this day, if you want to go back to the year 1968, the Rolling Stones released this.
I'm
ago, released on this day back in 1968, the Rolling Stones and Jumping Jack Flash. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 16 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour, 7 o'clock. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a wander over and look out of the studio window. And we've got sunshine. I can see it. It's shining through the windows. I can see all the dust in the studio. Oh, rather nice, really. Comforting. Right, let's take a look, though, and see what it is saying for us today, officially. Let's start off with the forecast for today. Starting on the Costa Rica in the province of Colón, we've got 28 degrees Celsius. That is the maximum temperature today. 24 is the minimum. The thermal sensation, not too bad, at 34 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity, 87%. Chance for a few isolated showers during the course of this morning. In the afternoon, isolated rains with thunderstorms. And tonight, well, we're looking at it being cloudy. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama. Let's start there and take a look. It is, well, they will have maximum temperature of 28 degrees today, which isn't too bad at all. 23 degrees is the minimum temperature, 34 the thermal sensation and relative humidity. Well, that's at 87% today. Cloudy during the course of this morning. Chance of some stormy rain in the afternoon and isolated showers to night. In the metropolitan area, that's for us here, it says we've got 28 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum, 34 degrees the thermal sensation, and 86% relative humidity. We do have a chance of isolated showers this morning. Little drawing does show the sun peeping through, which is what it's doing right now. So isolated showers this morning. Chance of that stormy rain in the afternoon, and isolated showers for tonight. So that's it. That's for the metropolitan area. How about out there in the Gulf, out in around about the Perlis Islands? 28 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, same as everybody else for today. Their minimum is a little bit lower at 22 degrees Celsius. 35 is the thermal sensation. Their relative humidity is up there at 92%. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the course of this morning. Stormy rain in the afternoon and partially cloudy tonight. So there you go. There's your weather forecast for today. Maritime conditions. Let's take a look at the tides for today. Starting on the Pacific, low tide, we just got two down and one up. Low tide was at 5:43 this morning, 0.88 of a meter. High tide will be at 13 minutes past 12, just after midday, 4.39 meters. And the last low tide, 6:22 tonight. And that'll be 0.88 of a meter. On the Caribbean, we have a full set. We've got low tide. That was at 3:08 this morning, 0.06 of a meter. High tide will be at 8:08, and that will be 0.15 of a meter. Low tide again, 2:26 in the afternoon, minus 0.06 of a meter. And the last high tide, 9:39 is the last high tide, 9:39 tonight, 0.27 of a meter. So there you are, there are your tides for you. What I can tell you is that they have not given us the maritime conditions for this, well, for today. They haven't given us they normally tell us the wave height and the wind direction, whatever. That's not up there at the moment. I will come in and try and check it a little bit later. If I do have the information, then I'll let you know.
A little attention from a man who's strong enough to mention kiss and caress in a whole night long. But all the boy wants is to hit and run off. He and his friends, they sit in the lap, going around talking about the girl they used in the past. You gotta get what's coming to you for all the bad, bad things you do.
I'm getting all funky there. Treat her like a lady. Time on the breakfast show. We are 25 and a half minutes after the hour. 7 o'clock. Let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou this morning. Of course, Paul, we chatted about Paul and his brand new grandson, I think, is it? Yeah. I remember. It was a while ago. Anyway, congratulations to Paul again. Renee, good morning to you. Good morning, says, yay for sunshine, she says. I'm enjoying it while it lasts. I would as well. Could you please play anything by Styx? You choose. All right, I did choose. Coming off of the album Grand Illusion. How about this one, Renee? Styx, and, well, it's called Come Sail Away.
Cause I've got to be free, free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on.
Reflections in the
There we go, Sail Away, or Come Sail Away from Styx. And that's for Renee this morning. She asked if we could play something from them. By the way, they come out of Chicago. I don't know if you knew that. They were formed back in, was it 1972? And they got a sort of distinctive sound, sort of melding hard rock guitar together with acoustic guitar and synthesizers mixed with acoustic pianos. Not bad at all. Styx, great band. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take a look at who my guests are later on this morning, and we'll take a look at some of the business news just after this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Breakfast Show time is 29 minutes, and that is before the hour of 8 o'clock. In the 8 o'clock hour, coming in a little bit later on this morning, we've got the U.S. Consul General, Shelley Dittmar, coming in to chat with us. We'll be talking about consular services that are available to American citizens here in Panama, and also updates on the visa services for Panamanians and third country nationals looking to travel to the United States. Not soon, I hope. Alan Beitel, Deputy Chairman of the British Chamber of Commerce, and Frederico Castro, Director of Ciudad de Panama Rugby, coming in the last hour. We're talking about the rugby. They've got a rugby project, and they've started out by two rugby clubs here in Panama. This is the Cuervos Rugby Club and Titanes Rugby Club, and their mission is to develop the sport of rugby here in Panama. And so we're going to talk about that. They've got a game on Saturday. First international match, by the way. And this is against the Toros Rugby Club from Colombia. It's going to be at the Estadio Maracana. And so they're going to be chatting to us in the last hour. So, congratulations. It's a tough sport, I can tell you that. Once they asked me if I wanted to play rugby, and I couldn't run away from the ball quick enough, trust me. Same with cricket. Have you ever tried cricket? That ball is hard and it hurts. Right, let's take a look, shall we, some of the international business news for this Saturday. We have got, we're going to be starting off with a look at some of the stock markets. Stock markets and the dollar moved cautiously higher on Wednesday. This is before the latest Federal Reserve meeting minutes, while New Zealand's dollar soared as its central bank joined those now aggressively jacking up interest rates. Nerves about a global recession were jangled on Tuesday by weak U.S. housing market data, but European and Asian trading saw the mood gradually strengthen. Hints of more stimulus from China and a tick up in German consumer morale lifted Europe's stocks 600.6% early on after the MSCI's main Asian indexes rose around 0.5% overnight. Oil was creeping up again, which along with higher food prices meant more fuel for rising inflation, and central banks globally are now struggling to contain the inflation. Oil prices that rose on Wednesday, buoyed by the tight supplies and the prospect of rising demand from the summer driving season in the United States, the world's biggest crude consumer. Brent crude futures for July rose for a fifth session, running gains of $1.69 or 1.5% to $115.25 a barrel. That was by 9:40 GMT today. United States West Texas Intermediate WTI crude for July delivery, that rose $1.86 or 1.7% to $111.63. And oil prices are gaining support from tight gasoline supply, with inventories of the refined oil product down by 4.2 million barrels last week, market sources said on Tuesday, citing American Petroleum Institute figures. Some 69 million barrels of Russia's flagship Urals crude oil, a record amount, are sitting in vessels at sea. Data from energy analytics firm Vortexa showed as traders struggled to find buyers for the crude. The United States and other countries have banned imports of Russian crude and oil products over its invasion of Ukraine, and others have avoided acquiring cargoes out of fear of future sanctions. The European Commission is considering an embargo on Russian oil. United States sportswear maker Nike has not renewed the agreement with its largest franchisee in Russia. The Vedomosti Daily reported on Wednesday, marking the latest exit by a major US brand since Russian forces entered Ukraine. Nike said on the 3rd of March that it would temporarily suspend operations at all its Nike-owned and operated stores in Russia in response to Moscow's actions in Ukraine, and has said that those still open are operated by independent partners. Diddy Global. This is one of the ride-hailing people. Diddy Global out of China may have ensured its survival after winning shareholders' nod for a United States stock delisting, but a quick return to growth won't be easy for the Chinese ride hailer, as it still faces regulatory scrutiny and as COVID-19 has hurt the business. Diddy's US withdrawal, less than a year after its debut there, is seen as an attempt to appease regulators angered by its move to push ahead with a $4.4 billion IPO, despite being asked to put it on hold while Chinese officials reviewed its data practices. Apple Inc. has told its suppliers to speed up iPhone development after Chinese strict COVID-19 lockdowns hampered schedule for at least one of the new phones, Nikkei reported on Wednesday, citing multiple sources with knowledge of the matter. Lockdowns due to China's zero COVID policy led iPhone assembler Pegatron Corp. to suspend operations at its Shanghai and Kunshan plants earlier this year. United States securities regulators have pulled their punches in dealings with Elon Musk, largely because an April 2019 court hearing on a statement that he made about Tesla on Twitter didn't go their way, according to four sources with knowledge of the matter. The United States Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, asked the court to hold the billionaire in contempt, saying a tweet by the Tesla Inc. CEO, which forecast production at the carmaker, and violated a court agreement that Musk signed the previous year to have some of his communications vetted by a lawyer. And Britain's accounting watchdog said on Tuesday that it had fined KPMG £3.3 million over the company's audit of aero engine maker Rolls-Royce more than a decade ago, and that's around about $4.16 million US dollars. The fine relates to payments made by Rolls-Royce to agents in India and is the latest of a string of penalties imposed on KPMG, one of the world's big four accountants, over its audit of the aero engine group. The Financial Reporting Council said that it initially imposed a fine of £4.5 million on KPMG over the payments of two agents in India, but reduced to £3.3 million after admission of failures by KPMG. I say it's around about $4.16 million. And lastly this morning, the British government has issued a licence that permits the sale of Chelsea Football Club to a consortium led by Los Angeles Dodgers part owner Todd Boehly, and backed by Clear Lake Capital, Sports Minister Nadine Dorries said on Wednesday. Current owner Roman Abramovich is subject to sanctions by the British government. He put the London club up for sale in early March following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which Moscow calls, quote, a special military operation, unquote. There we go. That's it. Some of the business news this morning. A fair bit to get through. This brought us to 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM.
Coming down. Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Oh,
There we go, that's the Tower of Power and Addicted to You. And that was following on from Justin Hayward. And that was still mentioned, that was just simply called Brother. Great track it was too. And that has brought us to 12 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Don't forget, top of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the local news over the last 24 hours or so. And then we'll be joining a little bit later on. We'll try and squeeze Ingrid in sometime during the course of the morning, although we are sort of fairly tight this morning, but we'll see how it goes. And we'll also check in with Yasmin if we can as well. It's a busy morning this morning. We're going to be talking with the consul from the consul general from the US embassy, and we've been talking about the consulate services. And of course, also if you have applied for a visa, and well, you might find you've got a little bit of a wait. They've come in to talk to us and explain what's been going on. And it's about rugby in the last hour this morning with the British Chamber of Commerce. They've got a rugby match coming up, so plenty to come here on this morning's breakfast show.
Ain't enough to say that I think of you. Things that I need them to. Tell me when I get more than a dream of you. 'Cause a dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna sleep.
rather like that one. That's Jesse Ware, and it's called Spotlight. And let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou this morning, because poor Mary Lou has to deal with the buses in the morning. And she did sort of mention that, you know, when we're talking earlier on, I didn't play cricket either because the ball was too hard. And she said, she stopped to the lunch and says, I want one of those cricket balls to throw them at the me bus director's head. Maybe that... maybe then things with transportation are solved. You never know your luck. And you asked if we could play something for you. It's a sunny day. I'm not sure if she's happy or not about that. And could you please play Nothing Else Matters from Metallica? Of course we can! So that's Metallica and Nothing Else Matters. Just going out to our good friend Mary Lou there. Also, let's say a very good morning to Jessica. Let's see if we can squeeze this in for the top of the hour. She says, a good morning, good day to all. She says, how about a little bit of Michael Jackson? How about Billie Jean? Absolutely, why not? This is going to take us up to the top of the hour to the news. About 2.5 minutes away.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
If I could change the way I live my life today, I wouldn't change a thing. 'Cause if I changed my world into another place, I wouldn't see your smiling face.
Change the same thing. 'Cause if I change
of the fear and frustration and the sorrow we employ, the misfortunes of others, of those others we enjoy, tell the armies of darkness and the vampires, they have won. They made whores out our daughters. They made victims of our sons. I can have no part of this. The black swollen heart of this. I don't want no. Oh, I can have no part in this, the black, swollen heart of this. I don't want to be part of this. Do you? You're gonna get your.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, it's Wednesday and it's hump day. It's a beautiful day. The birds are all singing out here. My avocado tree, oh, man, they're taking a long time to ripen. I picked a bunch and they're just hard as rocks. So I'm going to have to wait a little longer, let them stay on the tree a little longer. I just love being outside in the morning at this hour. So many birds are singing and having a good time. The people, kids are walking to school. It's just a magical moment. Kitty cats, dogs, the cocks are crowing. I can hear them every day. Oh, man. I don't think they have an alarm clock correctly set. I hear them at 4 in the morning. I hear them at 3 in the afternoon. I don't think they know their time. We need to talk to them about getting a watch for their little craw foot, whatever you call it. Yeah. It is a lovely morning. Can you hear the stillness and all the beautiful birds singing? The dogs barking. Oh, well, that's not so. They can be problematic. But it is a beautiful morning. I wish you all a beautiful morning. I hope you all are doing okay. Drive safely today. I'm feeling very happy. It's a Wednesday. All right. I don't have too much for you other than it's a beautiful morning. It's green outside. Bicyclists riding by. The belladonna's in bloom. Ah. The avocados have stopped falling off of my tree. They stopped hitting my roof. Now I have to go and repair all the holes they've made. The tree man's coming today to cut some of that back so I don't have to worry about it. All right, you guys be safe out there. This is a secondary variant. I got another friend who just tested positive. She said, oh, I have a cold. Nope, she got tested. It wasn't a cold. So be careful out there. And if you do get a cold, be careful. Stay away from other people. All right. Take care of yourselves, and back to you in the studio.
There are places I remember.
Go. That is the Beatles and In My Life. And we had a couple of Cry Baby and Armies of Darkness before that one. And before that one, it was, let me see, it was Lisa Stansfield. And I can't remember the title because I've got rid of it off my playlist. But anyway, the time on The Breakfast Show, 27 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 8 o'clock. And it is time to introduce my guest in this segment of this morning's program. And it's a big Breakfast Show welcome to the U.S. Consul General. Shelley Dittmar, good morning to you, Shelley.
Good morning.
And welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me today.
No, any time. Lovely. It's always nice when the people come in from the U.S. Embassy. And I tell you what, how long have you been in Panama?
So about 8 months. I got here at the beginning of October.
Okay. So they threw you in at the deep end?
Yes. You know, I really enjoyed it, and we finally have managed to get out a little. And
so right.
We you know, have seen the ocean properly. I actually went to a beach. That was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to getting to explore Panama while we're here.
What area of the United States are you from?
I'm originally from upstate New York.
Okay.
So the state, not the city.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say for you're from New York because people think, oh, New York City, it's so great. I'm like, no, I'm from the part of New York where there were more cows than people.
Oh, right. And no beaches.
And no beaches.
So, now you're here. How do you enjoy it? How you enjoying Panama? It's, you've got beaches on both sides.
We've got beaches on both sides, which is lovely. Mm. I'm here with my family and we're really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little bit when they were like, it's the dry season. And I said, but it still rains every week. So I'm not sure I understand the concept of dry in Panama,
yeah,
per se. But no, I'm getting used to it. And actually, I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in West
mm-hmm.
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I quite enjoy this climate.
I mean, it's interesting because there's definitely a change in the climate. I mean, I came here in 1993. And, you know, summer was summer. It lasted, you know, till April, sometimes May, and then you would get sun in the morning and you'd get a rain. Every time anybody wanted to go to lunch, it would rain. And so it would rain a lot. And then you get sun in the afternoon again, And look what we've had. I mean, if I knew it was going to be like this, you could stay in London.
Because it's not quite as chilly.
No, it's not quite as chilly. At least the water's warm when it comes down. But no, I mean, it is unusual. It's very unusual. We just, and those in the news this morning, we just got over tropical wave number one. And guess what? Tropical wave number two is arriving today and will be here for the next couple of days.
Okay, good to know.
So there we are. You need your umbrella. Anyway, tell me, Shelley, consular services from the U.S. Embassy. Let's run through what's available.
So we do, at the U.S. Embassy, we are open for almost all consular services right now. So mm-hmm. primarily that means services for American citizens. We have, we're doing all emergency services, of course. We've been doing that throughout the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So for people who have lost a loved one, hospitalized, rested, in dire straits of some kind or another, having an emergency, that is our primary purpose,
right?
And so over and above everything else, that is what we're trying to do is to help people in case of emergency. We're also doing routine passports and what's called consular reports of birth abroad, which is the U.S. birth certificate equivalent for children born abroad. We are doing notaries, which I'm sure will be happy news to everybody trying to get a driver's license. So you can get it another way.
But do you need one here?
Do
you need a driving license?
It's entirely up to each individual's decision and the rules of the Panamanian government. But we're doing all of those services, but in some limited quantities. And we are doing some visas as well, but mostly emergencies. And then people who really have to get to the U.S., students primarily, people who are working in the United States. And then people with emergency cases, you know, we have a regular run of people who, you know, have family who have a medical issue, they have a medical issue themselves, things like that we are trying to accommodate. So we're open, but we are not as open as much as, you know,
You're open, but there's a long queue.
Because,
you know, having personally applied for a visa for the U.S., because I was going to put one in one of my passports, and because it's the first time for me, so, you know, you have to sort of run through all the hoops on. It's a fun little, it's like one of these sort of computer games, trying to do it on the computer and sort of filling all the forms out. And what's interesting is that you actually now, not so much for this because I applied for ESTA, but you actually now have to sort of have the picture of the code that is read at the airport. And it was really, I was quite intrigued to say, this is for ESTA, this isn't for a visa. But what I noted was, it automatically knew the answers to the questions you had to put in. If you put it wrong, it said, again. The visa process isn't so bad because they don't know the answers already. But it is, and you have to pay in advance. You have to go off to the bank, and then the bank sends that information to you guys. It is a sort of little bit where you sort of wonder, are they really getting all this information? But anyway, then you make an appointment.
And currently, we have appointments available for routine tourist visas in, brace yourself, 2024 is the next available appointment.
Right.
I won't say what month because I'm not actually sure at this point. It changes.
It's still a long way off.
It's still a very long way off. And so I will say quite frankly, our primary purpose again, because we also have very long queues for American citizens trying to get passport renewals, for example.
Oh, okay.
So that's taking several months right now. Mm-hmm. So right now we're trying to basically get some more appointments available for U.S. citizens to get passports, to register their children, which is a really important part of the process. We want to document all of the children. And so one of the things we're trying to do this summer to try to help this is that if you are a U.S. citizen who is renewing your passport and you got it as an adult and it's just a regular renewal, you can do that via mail. Now, people had found it, I think, a little complicated and weren't sure if they wanted to use that process. So we're in the process of improving it. We actually just put on our website, on the U.S. Embassy website, what's called a passport wizard. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it says, how do you get a passport? It says, passport wizard. Start here. It is not complicated. And then it is a very much simpler.
Of course,
right?
It's not.
It's actually a much simpler process because it's just a series of questions, yes or no. When did you get your passport?
Oh, okay.
Did you get it as an adult? And it lets us decide, do we need to see you or can you mail in? Mm-hmm. We've also created a new system. What's not new, but what's new in Panama, there's a Department of Treasury has something called pay.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows people to credit card, debit card, or Amazon Pay, I'm told, pay for their services directly to the U.S. Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you can go through the passport wizard. It says you can mail in your passport renewal. You fill out the form. You pay on pay.gov. You mail it via DHL with a return mailer.
Right.
We process your passport, and we mail it back to you. And it's much simpler. And I'm really encouraging people who qualify to use that process because not to be too blunt about it, but quite frankly, every person who takes an appointment who doesn't need one is taking that away from a child or taking it away from an adult who cannot avoid the interview, who must come in. And I know people are really anxious right now. I know I've been anxious. It's 2 years of COVID. Feels never ending.
Sure.
But I really want people to try to trust the system, use the renewal system if they can, because that opens it up for everybody else who can't use a mail-in system, who needs an appointment. And, you know, we have noticed, too, people taking duplicate appointments because they see something available and they're like, I'll just take two and then figure out which day I'm going. But then they never go back and cancel the other one.
Right.
So, again, that's another one where, you know, you're not
somebody
showing.
Somebody else could be taking advantage.
If you can't show up for your appointment, you can easily cancel, make another one later. But please, you know, I just encourage everybody to think about, you know, all the rest of the U.S. citizen community in Panama, because everybody's in the same boat. And we really need people to, you know, do their best to try to keep us, let us have as many open appointments as possible, you know, for the children. But really it is for the children, because children have to come in person to get new passports. And they have to come every 5 years. So it's just, you know, all the 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and 15-year-olds out there would thank you for using the renewal system instead.
So, and tell me, when you go through a process, now, for instance, I mean, my appointment, I think, is something like the 3rd of September next year, which works out very well, thank you very much, because my ESTA expires just then. So,
perfect.
So, you know, I'm very lucky because I did have another avenue. When you apply for a passport as a foreign national, Panamanian or whatever, what does the actual interview comprise of?
So, generally speaking, we ask you to come no more than 15 minutes before your appointment. You don't need to queue up outside. We won't let you in before the appointment, quite frankly. The guards will let you in at the gate. It's a decent walk uphill to get through security. You'll enter the waiting room, and basically there's two parts of the process. The first part is someone will look at your documents, which is basically just the barcode application and your passport.
Okay.
They will review and make sure your passport information is correct, because sometimes, especially right now, with the lengthy queue for an appointment, people's passports would have changed, or
of
some
course.
Of their data would have
of
changed.
Course.
And
of
so
course.
First we do is just make sure we've got all the data correct. Then they pass you, actually, I guess there's three steps. They pass you to someone who'll take your fingerprints. And then you get in line for an actual interview with an officer. And the consular officer will ask a few questions, try to gauge whether or not you qualify for the visa. And then they will tell you if you're issued or refused.
Okay.
On the spot. So we don't make you wait.
Well, that's just that. So, and then what about the visa being put in the passport? Is that done then? Or
so
you
then
have to leave your passport?
Basically, it usually takes a week or two for us to... You leave your passport. If you're approved, we print the visa. We send it back through the courier service, because you'll have set up your profile with the courier of where you're going to pick up your passport.
Right.
We send it back through Fletes Chavales, and usually people get it within a week or two.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's not... That part of the process actually...
No, that's good.
It does not take as long.
Yeah.
And people get very nervous about visa interview, but I think the most important thing that I always tell people is just be honest.
Sure.
You know, don't listen to your cousin or your uncle or whoever it is. It's like, well, here's how you get a U.S. visa. Just tell them this. Just be honest. Why are you going? What do you plan to do in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is, I think, partly people overthink it.
Right.
And they, you know, they get nervous and they overthink it. And it's really not that complicated. I will say U.S. law is very strict.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, it's different from other parts of the world where, you know, in some parts of Europe or in I think in the UK still, the consular officer starts at yes, and then they have to prove that you're not qualified. U.S. law is the opposite. We start
you're not qualified.
At no.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
We start at every person who walks in the door is an intending immigrant, and you have to prove that you qualify for a category of a non-immigrant or, like, temporary type visa. You know, you have to prove you qualify as a tourist. or you're going for business, or you're going as a student, or whatever it is you're doing. So I think it seems harsh sometimes to people, but it is the law, and so that's basically what we're doing, is we're starting it now. Your job is to prove us that you qualify, but being honest is the number one thing to do.
Sure. Oh, you've got nothing to hide. Just go in there and be yourself.
Yeah.
And what do you project, Shelley, on this sort of backlog being cleared?
I don't know if I can make a projection. Our goal is in the next year to significantly decrease the backlogs. But I'll be quite frank, it depends on COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on if the current quarantine regulations, and we're also, of course, like everyone, limited to a 50% capacity in our waiting room.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so as long as those regulations are in place, it is going to be more challenging to get a large number of people in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also constrained by staffing because, you know, as long as we continue to have multiple people out at a time,
mm-hmm.
with each successive COVID wave, in December, I was like, okay, let's add a bunch of appointments. And then Omicron hit. Okay, not so much. Because the thing I don't want to do, honestly, Jerry, is make extra appointments, promise people something, and then cancel.
No, absolutely.
Because then I'm canceling on people who've waited a year. And that's just, I do not want to do that. So we're going to work this fall on trying to really get down our passport backlog and our backlog for children. And then hopefully we can turn to visas and things will stabilize enough that, you know, I can count on having at least 90% of my staff at all any given time. And then we will really hit hard to do that. But I will say we do have avenues for people in emergencies, both for American citizens and for visa holders. There is on the visa website, ustraveldocs.com/VA. But there is on there, you have to make an appointment for 2024. But if you have an emergency, there's, you know, solicitar una cita adelantado. You can ask for an emergency appointment, send us a justification, and we will consider that.
Okay. And apparently that doesn't include holidays. I checked.
That, no.
It might not be an emergency for you, but trust me, after 3 years, it's an emergency.
I know. It does not include holidays.
We're talking with Shelley Dipmar, the Consul General for the US Embassy. We're going to take a piece of music, and then we'll be right back. We were talking earlier on about the weather, weren't we, and the rain. I got to put this is the sort of reaction you'd get from a tourist coming into Panama for the first time.
My God, you fly thousands of miles to get some sun and it's raining cats and dogs. Typical tropical. I go on vacation and Mother Nature gives up on me. Yeah, what a lady. Thanks for at least sending it down preheated. Doesn't seem to bother the natives, though. Back home it gets no one laughing. And here they even sing to it. Must be some voodoo rain chant or something. It sure sounds familiar. Oh, well. I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds. So dark up above. The sun's in my heart. The stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. I'm singing, just singing in the rain.
Thank you.
There we go. That is Taco there, and his version of Singing in the Rain. And yes, it is true. The rain is warm here. You just sort of have a shower. Why not? My guest here on this morning's breakfast show is the US Consul General, Shelley Dittmar, with us this morning. Lovely to have you with us. I've got a little note here. Comes from Luba, if I'm not mistaken. It says, "Hi, Jerry. I want to thank Shelley and her team for all that they do. I recently received my US passport, and it was very smooth."
Yay!
Do you want to write it down? Happy customer?
I know. Normally, I appreciate it very much, because normally the happy customers are not the ones who reach out to us. I always tell my staff, remember, you're not hearing from the people who everything went right, right? Mm-hmm. Well, and it is important for us to remember that the people that we are talking to are often under stress, and especially in emergency situations. Mm-hmm. And they are not the people for whom, you know, Panama travel went swimmingly and everything went right, or lived here without incident for years. You know, when something went wrong is when people walk in to see us, or for, you know, routine services, which we appreciate. But I appreciate that very much. My team works really hard, and they're a great group, and they're all very, very, to them, customer service is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, you know, the pandemic's been hard on everybody, but I think for the people who genuinely care about providing services to their folks, it's been really hard not to be able to.
Sure. For them, too.
I mean, it's hard not to be able to get your passport. I'm totally sympathetic to that, too. But my staff as well find it very frustrating. And they see all the emails of, why can't I get an appointment? Why can't I get an appointment? And so we are working really hard to try to make the process as efficient as possible.
On your email program, do you have a small separate little folder called Angry?
No, though we do have an auto-reply. So if your question is answered in the auto-reply, we will not email you back. And if you are only telling us how terrible we are, I don't consider that to need a response, honestly. If you have a question, if you have a concern, we will respond, but no, I don't think we have a separate folder for just the angry people.
Yeah, you can get a little, your angry folder is full.
Yes.
But let's get away, because I mean, there's plenty more things that you do. I mean, because also one of the things that the consulate side does, which I guess includes you, is that if people get themselves into trouble with the law or whatever, you have to deal with that as well.
Yes, we cannot get you out of jail, so I'm just putting that out there. But I
wasn't thinking of going.
Well, not just you, any person. We can't get U.S. citizens out of jail. There are some who are like, just send the Marines and break me out. And know that we can't do that. What we do, though, is we collect a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And part of our job, an important part in every country in the world, is to know how things work so that we can explain that to the U.S. citizen community.
Right.
So we have lists of lawyers. We have information about how does the justice system work. We have an entire report on death abroad if someone passes away in Panama, you know, where are their funeral homes? Can you repatriate remains?
Yeah.
Like, how does it work? So part of our job when somebody's in crisis is just to try to explain to them first, like, here's how it works in Panama, particularly the places where it's different from the United States. Because there's always, every country has their own.
Well, this isn't like we do
system.
It up north, you know.
Exactly.
A lot of people come with that attitude. Well, this isn't the way we do it. Well, guess what?
you are not there. And so, for example, if someone finds themselves arrested, we will visit, or lately we haven't been able to visit, and I'm hoping to be able to start that again.
Oh, okay.
Because of COVID. But we will call, we'll talk to the prison, or we'll talk to a warden, and you know, make sure that they're okay. Make sure that they have access to a lawyer's list. Make sure that we can get their permission if they'd like to talk to their family.
Mm-hmm.
We won't talk to your family without your permission. So, you know, if you don't want to have that conversation, we're not the ones who are going to do that. And basically, you know, we have in Panama in particular, the biggest issue I would say is that there's a lot of people who've retired here, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have retired here without a family or support structure.
Mm-hmm.
So if something goes wrong, they end up in hospital, or have a crisis, you know, there's not a lot of local support for them.
Right.
And so part of our job is to try to connect them back to family in the United States if they have it, if they want that, try to connect them to services, And again, just try to explain how things work. Medicare, the U.S., you know, health insurance does not work in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
So you should not expect them to pay your bills. And that's a shock to some people because they just, you know, they don't think about it. Mm-hmm. So they get here and they go to the hospital and the hospital's like, please pay up front. And they go, whoa. And we can't pay your hospital bills either. So that's something where I always encourage people to, you know, research before something goes wrong. Like, if you had to go to the hospital, how would you pay for it? How would you go back to the United States if you needed to? Mm-hmm. So we have, I mean, it's extremely expensive, but, you know, we have information on medical evacuation, air ambulances, things like that. So those are kinds of things where we try to reach out. I would say, generally speaking, you know, we do as much as we can. It's never quite as much as somebody who's truly in crisis wants us to do, because I do think, especially in the U.S., there's this myth that the U.S. government can do everything in foreign countries. And, you know, they have these TV shows where the FBI shows up on their private jet and, like, saves the day. That is not reality.
Yeah, but that series is Criminal Minds, because they seem to have a jet ready for them all the time.
I know. Like, I was like, in the U.S. government, and they never seem to fill out a form.
No.
I said, okay, I have never been able to fly in that nice of an airplane without filling out multiple forms, and even then it's always denied.
But you do have access to one, do you?
No. No jets. We have no planes here.
I don't want to tell you this, but there's a policeman outside asking you to move your helicopter.
Yes. I wish. No, we don't have planes, we don't have helicopters, we don't have a SWAT team. I'm not making fun, but I have had family members in some countries. You know, I've been in a country where I had a family member call and he's like, well, why can't you just send the Marines to go rescue my daughter from this guy who's beating her up? And I was like, sir, we are in a foreign country. There are very few Marines here, and that is not their job. You know, we can call the local police, and that's the person you should call if you're in a crisis. Because that is who can help you most immediately. But I do think that that's a shock sometimes to people. And not your residents, right? Like, I know people who are living here, you know, they know they're living in a foreign country.
Right.
But you do see that with tourists sometimes, too, of just...
Oh, yeah.
You forget.
Yeah.
Especially if...
I'm on holiday. I'm still in America.
Exactly.
You know. Hey, just quickly, I've got a question here. And let me just see if I can... this is Glorivik Abaran. They're asking, my question for Shelley is, when's recommendable to apply for the appointment? This is the interview for visa renewal, according to the waiting process. How many months before the expiration date? Do you need an interview if you're renewing your...
If you're renewing, you do not need an interview
for
the most part. Most people who are renewing their tourist visa qualify for renewal. Mm. But the only caveat is you have to have gotten that visa in Panama.
Okay.
And it has to have been a 10-year visa.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd had a limited visa or if you'd gotten your visa in Nicaragua or in Peru or someplace else, then you don't qualify for the what we call interview waiver or the renewal process, renovaciones. But otherwise, if you got your visa in Panama, it was a 10-year tourist visa, please, again, don't try to take an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
You'll wait until 2024, and it doesn't do you any good. We're taking about 12 weeks to renew, so I would give yourself some time.
Mm-hmm.
And please make sure it's not a time during which you need your passport.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we've also seen is people are like, I'm just going to send my passport off to the U.S. Embassy. And even though our website says 12 weeks everywhere... 4 weeks in, they're like, oh, wait, I've got to travel to Brazil. Can you give me back my passport? And I'm going to say no. Because I have stacks upon stacks upon stacks of passports, and it takes way too much time to try to go in and find the one person.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go on ustraveldocs.com, again, /PA, you can find all of this information on how you apply and whether or not you qualify for the renewal program.
And tell me, when you have people coming here to retire, you know, to live or work here in business for a certain period of time, do you like to have them register with the embassy? Do you like to have the,
yes,
yeah,
very much. It's called the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, or STEP. You can get it to it from the travel.state.gov site or from the U.S. Embassy in Panama's website. It's a very simple process. And basically, yes, you just sort of sign up, say, hey, I'm here. And that way, among other things, you will get messages from us. So, for example, when we have all of our website in order for the new pay.gov process, we're going to send out a message shortly to everybody who's enrolled in our STEP process saying, hey, here's how you do it. Here's what you can do. We had a Social Security Administration came recently to help people from Costa Rica, where their office is, to help people who had Social Security questions and other issues. And we sent that out through a message. We also send security messages that way. So if there's a crisis right now, for example, U.S. Embassy personnel are not allowed to travel to Colón because of the violence that has been there. And so we send that out as well so that people know.
So they're always getting it's an update.
Exactly. And,
oh, that's good. Well, look, that's sort of bring us towards the top of the hour. I think we've had anything else you want to add to that, Shelley? You know, you...
No, just please please use the renewal programs if you can, because it is the easiest way to get a passport renewed or get your visa renewed. And we are here to help. And please give us a little space to know that we are also doing the same things you are in terms of COVID and quarantine. And we are going to respond to you as fast as we can.
A quick last question, then. For somebody that has got a visa... But you can't sell them on. You can make a fortune. Who's got a visa? And is traveling to say, what's the, what, I know they're changing all the time, but what is the current rules with regards to COVID?
So right now the rule is still that you need to have a COVID test within a day before your travel to the United States.
Okay.
And then you need to...
A full vaccination, have all your paperwork.
And have all your paperwork ready. And all of that generally is getting uploaded to the airlines. Each airline has their own process for verifying that information.
Okay.
And so either you have to have a negative COVID test within a day before, and it's a day, not 24 hours, for very good reason, so that, you know, if you're flying on a Tuesday, you can get the test anytime on Monday, because we don't want people to have tested 24 hours and 5 minutes and then get, you know.
So as long as it's a day. So, like, I will be flying, for argument's sake, on a Sunday.
Right.
So I have to have it done during the course of Saturday, but it doesn't matter what time.
Exactly. And then you do all that with the airline. Or if you have had COVID and you have proof of having had COVID in the last 90 days, along with your positive test. So positive test and a letter from your doctor. You can travel with that as well.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. That's pretty good. Well, let's say this is changing all the time, so we'll keep up to date with that.
That is the regulation today.
Right, exactly. Tomorrow is another day, as we know. And that's it. That brings us up towards the top of the hour. Don't forget, joining me in the last hour today, we've got Alan Beitel, Deputy Chairman of the British Chamber of Commerce, Frederico Castro, Director of the Ciudad de Panama rugby team. They've got a match. They've got an international match coming up on Saturday. And they're playing a club from Colombia. That's going to be fun. So that's all to come on this morning's breakfast show. So again, Shelley, thank you so very much for being with us, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Keep a smile on your face. I think you need it.
Absolutely.
And that's it. So we're going to take the call sign. If you missed the news at 8, I got it for you at 9.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
If it's Cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso.
Breakfast Show is on, so let's go.
As you know, I like that one. NKOTV, New Kids on the Block. I should really now be OKOTV, shouldn't it? All Kids on the Block. Bring Back the Time, featuring Salt and Pepper. Together with Rick Ashley, he's on there somewhere as well. And tell you what, let's say a very good morning to Christopher Boatman. He says, good morning, Jerry, and listeners. I love the plural. And may we please hear Valerie by the Zootons.
Bye. splash the water. And I think of all the things what you do, and in my head I make a picture.
There we go, that's going out to Christopher, Christopher Boken this morning. Always good to hear from you, Christopher. Nice to know you're out there. Now, one of the things we've got coming up, haven't we? Monkeypox. It's the Boomtown Rats and Monster Monkeys. That's it. Monster Monkeys from Boomtown Rats. And time on the Breakfast Show. Let me just give you a time check. 27 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to be talking soon with my guests in this segment of the program. We've got Jocelyn and Frederico. Frederico, we're talking about rugby. And Jocelyn's from the British Chamber of Commerce. So that's still to come. But right now, good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
And you survived okay last night?
Oh, yes.
We went to a party, didn't we?
Yes, it was perfect.
It was very good, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good fun. Met a people. I was saying to you, when I sort of start, you know, when I start getting a little bit despondent, take me out.
Yeah.
I'm amazed. I sat down with a table full of strangers last night and sort of chatting. And then once they find that, you know, I was doing the breakfast, oh, we listen to you every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them didn't speak English, but Raphael and his good lady were there chatting with them. Yeah, met lots of nice people.
Mm-hmm.
So it always makes me feel warm.
Exactly.
And fluffy inside.
Oh, yes, I know.
So we had a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, thanks a lot to the Embassy of Israel for the invitation.
Yeah, very, very kind, celebrating 74 years of Israel. Mm-hmm. I tell you what I was saying, I just wanted to double check with you, it was 74 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was a little bit concerned I might have been older than Israel. which sounds sort of weird, doesn't it? But and I tell you something I hadn't heard before. The lady that what I like they the lady that sang both the anthems.
Oh yeah,
The Israeli anthem and the
beautiful voice.
She had a beautiful voice, but also I'd never heard the Israeli anthem before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah, it was
it's
so
beautiful.
Sweet.
It's really it's a lovely anthem. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a nice time was had by all.
Yeah.
And good to see Ian.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he didn't bring his saxophone, but he was there. So yeah, and they ran out of wine glasses for the poor guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, what a shame. And so, what have you got planned for today?
Well, today it's going to be the press conference of the Miss Panama.
All right. Okay. Take time.
For
Miss Panama.
Yeah, Miss Panama for Miss Universe.
Oh, okay. We'll take plenty of pictures as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and after that, it's a press conference of a new book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be there too.
You'll be busy, won't you?
Yes.
Oh, you get out a lot. So when I get to Spain, take me with you. All right, yes. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Yes, sure.
Oh, we got something to do with Amy. Amy, was it?
Anime concert.
Anime mm-hmm. concert tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. And we might have Dr. Computer.
Exactly.
All right.
Hopefully.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. See you then. We're going to take another piece of music. Now I'll be back with my guest. This is Thelma Houston. Don't leave me this way. that's it. Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. 27 minutes, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock. Fun morning this morning. Busy little morning this morning. And it's time to introduce our guests for this time. First of all, let's say ladies first. Good morning to Jocelyn from the British Chamber. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
That's all right. It's nice. Got your nice little chit-chat there. How could I say no? You know, but, it's great. And, of course, rugby. And good morning to Federico Castro, director of Ciudad de Panama Rugby. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for your time.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming. Now, I know I've spoken, some time ago about rugby. I can't remember who it was that came in and spoke to me. And it was sort of starting to get a little bit of momentum way back then. How's it doing? How is sort of rugby developing here in Panama?
Oh, well, the rugby in Panama has developed really well. We started this project with another coach called Bruno. Bruno Sitch is the head coach of Titanes Rugby Club, one of the teams here in the Panama City, the city. And I'm the head coach of Cuervos Rugby Club. And together we create this experience, this project that is called Panama City Rugby.
Okay.
It's a team. We mix the two teams to create this group of guys, try to have more international approach, try to practice. For example, that this Saturday is going to be with the Colombian guys of Tauros, of Cerete, really nice team. And,
you're saying that they're sort of fairly reasonable level, the Colombian guys, right?
Yeah, they are really good. In the region of the best, and they have almost 70,000 players in the country.
Oh, wow, in Colombia.
Yes, it's the third country in South America to have all that. Of course, first is Argentina, second Brazil, and they are really good. They're really good. Have this advance time. And surprised me because normally the people think that the rugby is a European game, but the truth is rugby is a world play.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, mentioned Argentina earlier on. Of course, they're an extremely good team, if I remember rightly. Yes. And then, of course, you've got the All Blacks, you've got the New Zealand, the Australians, and these guys. You know, I admire you guys. I mean, this isn't easy, you know. And as I was saying to the listeners earlier on, so you put me in with a rugby, you see me running away the other day. Here's the ball. No, I'm off that way, you know. I'm going to go and get a cup of tea. Because it is a tough sport, isn't it? I mean, you know, you see American football, which is a contact sport, but they are wearing an awful lot of armor. You guys don't wear any armor.
Yes, exactly.
How's your health insurance?
The health insurance is really high. But the truth is, with the correct technique, we don't have any problems with the different situation. For example, one important thing is we have less injuries than football in general. And the people don't do think that. Our sport is, we call it a motion stop sport. Because sometimes you run, sometimes you walk, sometimes only wait.
But
the contact is a process that we call the tackle. It's a normal situation. When someone tries to stop the other one. But with the correct techniques and the correct work, is not so hard. And the good thing is that our sport is all the time try to change the laws and the process and study the way that they to make more safety for the players.
Right.
And it's really good.
Do you wear sort of head helmets now? Because I think you don't.
Only the second lines, the guys who play in the forwards,
right?
They use like a little helmet to protect the ear.
Yeah, that's right. Like a leather, like the old pilot's helmet. That's it. Yeah. Have you, Federico, you sort of suffered any injuries? I mean, you sort of, because, I mean, you are a sort of healthy chap, you know. I wouldn't want to come up against you. Look at me.
Right now I'm only coach for the age and everything. I decide to move forward and try to continue to be part of the rugby world, but another aspect.
Okay. So you're not actually playing at the moment?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And Jocelyn, the Chamber's got behind the rugby as well, isn't it, helping it? Yeah.
Of course, we are supporting Ciudad de Panama Rugby Club. For us, it's really important to develop this rugby culture here in Panama because, you know, it's a British game. So we are trying to support them and all the rugby teams here in Panama if they want, we can support them. We invite you this Saturday at 6 p.m. at Estadio Maracana to the first international match for Ciudad de Panama Rugby against Taurus Rugby Club from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have this Saturday that game, so we hope you can join us on Saturday at Estadio Maracana.
And it's free, right?
Yes,
free entrance.
Free entrance.
So, you know, for all honesty, you know, if you're not familiar with rugby, here's an opportunity to go along and see it in action, because it really is an amazing, amazing sport. Plenty of action. And so do go along. If you haven't, you know, come across rugby before, go and watch. It's certainly worth it. And tell me, because you said, you know, you're getting a lot of support. You've got the municipality, I believe, helping you out. In Panama City?
Yes, we have a lot of support, but the best thing is because this is free and for everyone.
Mm.
A lot of people with all this heart try to help us. For example, the t-shirt was designed for a really young woman that's right now studying in the Marangoni Institute in Milan, and it's a beautiful t-shirt.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yes, it's really different.
Oh, that's nice.
Uh-huh. Help and mix the colors of the two teams that start this project.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the most important thing is we try to give to the guys the values of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
One most important thing about rugby. We are rugby players inside the field and outside the field.
Right.
And that's important. And this game is the first of the many different games international.
Mm-hmm.
First is with Colombia. The second is going to be with a team with Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Mexico.
Right.
And the other ones, probably we're going to go to Colombia for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we can wait people from Uruguay, from Argentina, they're really interested to come and play. This is like a big family all around the world, and
that's
important for us.
That's
to give the people the experience and the cultural exchange.
And what about, you know, the sports, the governmental sports here? They help you? They recognize you?
Yes, yes, yes. This here's an union, and for example, Pandeporte help us with the place. This is a big stadium.
Oh, great! Mm-hmm.
5,000 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Can go there and give us for free.
Mm-hmm.
And normally they help the different clubs and the union. We have a union here.
Mm-hmm.
The union have international matches. Recently they went to Colombia selection and played really well rugby against. For example, in the case of the women, because we women play too. Rugby is integrational.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, yes, yes. And the girls are really good. They went to play with the Toucans, the women's that recently went to Dubai.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Incredible.
With this girl practice, try to rise the level.
Yeah. Ah, I'm impressed. That's hey, Yasmin, you fancy rugby?
No, thanks.
Just trying to do a little bit of promotion here. Try and find another player for me. So, no, I think it's great. I really do. And we're going to take another piece of music, and then we'll be back with our guests in a moment. If you've got any questions about rugby, you know, do drop us a line. WhatsApp 677-18822, 677-18822. This is Roger Daltrey.
Born in darkness, but I fought my way up to the sun. Cause
Mr. Roger Daltrey, As Long As I Have You. Breakfast show time, keeping an eye on the time, 15 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Got a little, just a little time left. And my guest from me, we've got Jocelyn from the British Chamber of Commerce with us, and we have got Federico Castro, director of Ciudad de Panama Rugby. And just quick before we sort of finish off on the rugby, how's the chamber doing? What are they up to these days?
We are doing great, and we just came from golf.
Oh, okay.
We have the British golf tournament last 7th of May, so we do it great. It was a great event. We have 95 players at the Gang Country Club. We have a really, really nice sponsors this year. We have a lot of surprises, a lot of raffles to give to all of our players. It was really great. And now we are on rugby. We are trying also to do all of our events. We usually do, like the day of the races and the British Business Forum.
So expect
a really, really nice news from us soon.
Oh, that's good. Oh, excellent. I look forward to that. And you were telling me earlier on, because you've got a new board of directors, say Andrew Mullins now.
Andrew Mullins, our new chairman, and Mr. Alan Vitale, our deputy chairman. And we have a really nice board of directors. Also, the British ambassador is our ex-officio director, and we have a really nice board for these 2 years. So we are trying to do more events and help all of our members a little bit more.
Okay, well, give Andrew my best regards, and Alan, of course. I've known Alan for a long time, and Andrew.
Thank you, I will.
So, yes, say hi.
Yes,
and let's just sort of remind everybody about the rugby for this weekend. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Saturday, and this is the first international match. Is that right?
Yes, it's right. It's the first international game for the Ciudad de Panama rugby. And it's an amazing experience for the guys.
Sure, absolutely.
The cultural exchange with the Colombians, and find that they are a big family around the world, have the same connections. It's important. And one important thing I really like to say about the team is the mix of different cultures that we have.
Right.
We have people from Guatemala, from Chiriquí, Santiago, Panama City, Argentina, England, France, playing all together, and Spain too.
There's quite a mix.
Yes, it's in the same way that you represent Panama.
Sure.
Panama City, for sure.
Sure, that's great. And I mean, what I didn't realize, because we have spoken about rugby before, but you said it's sort of been here in Panama for about 20 odd years.
Yes. Yeah. This is a lot of people surprised about that.
Yeah.
That they have an idea. Sometimes it's funny because people say, really play rugby here? Yes, we have different teams, Titanes, Cuervos, Guerreros, Dragones. A lot of teams play here. A lot of teams, we have a project in Cuervos that we develop rugby in Chiriquí. And it's another team too in Bugaba, 100 kilometers from David. And the sport is growing really, really good.
And because I did ask you as well just now when we were listening to music, that there is a Panama national team, and this is taken from, sort of selected from all the players we have here within Panama. And who runs the national team?
Oh, the national team is run for the union, and the head coach of the national team is Barbosa. Is a really nice guy. She worked with all the different coaches and helped the guys to the experience. Between recently the last year, they went to the CR7, the Costa Rica 7, tried to find a place to go to the World Cup.
Brilliant. And the club here is the one that's playing. This is the Taurus Club.
Yes,
right, playing on Saturday. And we wish you all the best of luck. Go Taurus! Hoi!
This is going to be a really amazing game. And
hang on. I've got Taurus is the one from Colombia, right? Reject that. Ooh, towers. No, we don't do Panama. What's the name of the team, the Panama team that's playing?
Ciudad de Panama.
Ciudad de Panama, okay. That's an easy one to remember. Go Ciudad de Panama.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me, I think to make up, I better give them one of these here. There we go. That's it. Look, firstly, I'm really so glad that the rugby is doing so well, and thank all of you guys for everything you're doing to get it up there, and really have a good game on Saturday, and enjoy it, and win.
We're going to try to do our best, and yeah. After, every time we play, we win.
Of course you do. Yeah. No. That's true. It's been developed, and you can make a lot of friends, I know, in doing it. That's a lot of what it's about. It's not just, it's like you said earlier, it's not just a game. It's rugby on and off. It's a sort of camaraderie. And with these kind of, so, Federico, thank you so very much.
No,
and,
please, thank you so much for your time.
My best to the team. And, you can say good luck. It's only, no, you don't want to say break a leg. That's not right one for rugby. That's for acting. That's for acting.
That's for acting.
Good luck. Yes, break somebody else's leg. There we go. And, Justin, thank you so very much. Thanks for reaching out to us so we could chat about this. And don't forget, if you're not familiar with rugby, you've got a good chance to do it. Go along to the stadium. That's the Maracana Stadium on Saturday, and that's at 6 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
6 o'clock, and go along and enjoy rugby and have a great time. And again, thanks a lot.
I was not looking for artificial love. I wanted someone to love completely and someone more than quickly.
I was looking for a decent boy, for a tender glance, oh, 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 for a tasty dance, oh, oh, oh.
You were the red heights and saw me.
That is Alphabet, and 10,000 Nights are bringing us towards the end of this morning's breakfast show here on 89.3 Cool FM. And don't forget, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Let me say a big thank you to my guests this morning, Jocelyn from the British Chamber of Commerce, and of course, that was Federico Castro, Director of Sweden de Panama. And don't forget to go along 6 o'clock on Saturday to the Maracana Stadium. Also, thanks to the Consulate General of the United States Embassy. That was Shelley Dittmar, being with us in the 8 o'clock hour today. So it's been a great morning. Enjoyed it. Hope you have, too. Right, let me say my goodbyes to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our social media and everything else. To Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her report this morning. To my co-producer, Neil Danby. And to the boys and girls of Group Agraro, keep us up and running, of course. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being part of the Breakfast Show and being with us this morning. I will say, be back with you tomorrow, 6 o'clock, what do I say? Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, especially if you're doing something dangerous like driving. Do it carefully. What do I want to be doing tomorrow, 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.